We're expecting the heat index to be off the charts. There's a heat advisory for the entire mid-Michigan area as temperatures could hit triple digits. We'll have more news on that with WILS's Mike Ellison just a few minutes here. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Sam Davis, who's the president of the L3 Entrepreneurial Academy. Sam, how are you?
I'm well, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. A group of community leaders with deep backgrounds in business and education have been granted a charter to operate a free public school that teaches entrepreneurial skills to its students. Live, Learn, Lead L3 Entrepreneurial Academy is scheduled to open September 10th for grades K through 6. We talked with Paula Cunningham about this project. This is pretty unique, Sam. Why in the world would you want to try and get involved in something like this?
Well, Tony, you know, education is my passion. I spent 33 years working in education, and certainly as I see what's happening with young people in my current job, working with the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, is youngsters need alternatives. They need some choices. They need direction. And they also need to have the ability to understand that they can start something, develop it, and finish it, and then pass that on to others. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to help youngsters do that.
Tell me about the curriculum and why entrepreneurial skills are so important.
Well, certainly you're probably more aware than I am, Tony, in terms of the research indicating that parents, business people across the community believe that entrepreneurial skills are important in education. Youngsters are not, as I would say, aggressive in trying to start new endeavors and new ventures, too much consumers rather than producers. And one of the things that the Entrepreneurial Academy helps youngsters understand is that they can be, you know, producers as well as consumers, and that they can generate or produce some marketable item that will help society. Then they can then go ahead and pass those skills along and help others to learn. Why would you do something like this in today's economy? I think we have far too many folks who are kind of sitting along the side and just kind of letting stuff come to them as opposed to being more aggressive and being on the offensive in terms of starting things themselves.
What are going to be your biggest roadblocks and challenges?
I think the biggest roadblock and challenge is something that's not unique, and that's that it's a charter school that's venturing into an area where other schools already exist. There's always the question of why are you trying to take kids away from this school district or this area? Are you doing this to make money? And in fact, we're not trying to take kids away from any place else. Youngsters, parents, consumers deserve some alternatives, deserve choices. And if, in fact, they choose to go with us, that's good for the community because they are exercising that choice. We're not looking to take anything away from anyone. And I think that when we show, as you do in the competitive world, in the business world, if someone else comes up with another business or opens a business, you feel that competition. You work harder. I think it only strengthens education by having competition.
I'm sure you're aware of the arguments that many believe that charter schools do take away from the community as opposed to the community schools.
Well, I'm certainly aware of that argument, and homeschool does the same. We live in a society where choices should be there, and we're providing choices. That does not mean that because L3 exists that everyone is going to bail from the schools that currently are there. If we offer something that meets the needs of members of the community, then they should be allowed to pursue that.
Sam, why do you think more schools don't focus on business and entrepreneurial skills?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty a pretty unique model in one sense, and that's that we're talking about the risk taking. You know, certainly, Tony, you know in your own business that the risk and sometimes the rewards of business can be very scary, and I think that that's one of the reasons people don't pursue it. The other is that we are so used to the traditional curriculum that to venture outside of that requires some additional research and energy into it that may not be attractive to most people.
Do you think traditional education has failed in some instances?
Oh, I wouldn't say traditional education has failed. I think that the challenges still exist and that we are constantly trying to address those challenges. Have we maybe not pursued some things as rigorously as we should? I think that that's fair. But to say that education has failed, no, I'm not going to say that.
All right, Sam, tell me how you got involved with this project.
Well, Tony, as I said, for a long time, a public educator, and have left that and went into law enforcement and corrections. And again, Tony, as I see the young folks who come into the Ingham County Jail and have conversations with them, it almost inevitably goes back to education. They talk about what they didn't have, what they didn't get, what they didn't pursue, how they missed being stimulated here, how they were sidetracked or distracted there. And I have never lost the passion for working with young people. When this opportunity came for me to be a part of it in whatever way, I jumped at it. Our youngsters, I know it's a cliche, the youngsters are our future, they're certainly our present. We cannot continue to lose some if we can provide other opportunities for them that they might pursue.
Sam, if people want more information about L3, where can they go?
They can go to our website, www.learnlivelead.org, and you'll find all kinds of information there, contact information, and we certainly encourage them to take a good look.
Interesting concept, Sam. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Tony, thank you this morning.
It's the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 77 degrees at 744 on this Tuesday morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about a story I saw in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Many colleges and universities are cutting up to 15% in what they offer in regards to scholarships and grants. How's the LCC and how does MSU stand with that? We'll talk with an LCC official tomorrow, but today we're going to talk with an MSU official and find out, are they going to be cutting what they give for financial aid and grants? We'll do that next on 1320 WILS.